Chapter 1. The New School. Billy Harrison was walking home from school one day. When he arrived home, he saw a familiar police car parked near the gate. His dad was a police officer, and this was his car. Billy was surprised. His dad worked very long hours, and he usually arrived home late in the evening.
Why is Dad home in the middle of the day? He thought nervously. I hope everything is okay.
Billy quietly opened the door. His parents were sitting at the kitchen table, drinking tea. They didn't look worried about anything.
Hello, Billy, said Mrs. Harrison. Come and sit with us. Do you want a sandwich and some tea?
Yes, please.But why are you home early, Dad?
Asked Billy.
Is everything okay?
Billy's dad smiled at his son. Yes, I know I'm not usually home at this time of day, but I was working near here today, and Mum and I wanted to talk to you. Billy started to feel nervous again, and he sat down at the table to hear his parents' news.We're very proud of you, Billy, Mr. Harrison said. You get great marks at school. But we move around a lot because of my job, and you must change schools each time. We know it's not fair on you.
It's okay, Dad, said Billy. That's my life. I accept it.
We know that, but it's time to stay in one place and at one school.
Said his mum.
You're a teenager, and you must have friends. Friends you can keep for a long time.
Yes, we think the best thing is to send you to a boarding school, said Mr. Harrison. There's a lovely one not far from here. We think you'll love it.
Billy was angry.
What?
He shouted.
A boarding school? I don't want to go!
We know this is a surprise, said Mr. Harrison, but it's the best thing for you. Mum and I went to look at the school, and it's a great place. You can start there after the Christmas holidays.
I can't believe you spoke to them before you spoke to me, shouted Billy. I'm 15 years old. I'm not a baby.
Billy tried, but he couldn't convince his parents to change their decision.They were sure this was the best thing for Billy. Time passed, and soon Billy was preparing for the January term in his new school. What should he take? He loved building electronic inventions. Could he take some of them with him?
I don't want to leave all my inventions at home, thought Billy. I'll put my favorite ones in the case.
Then his mum came into his room.And sat on his bed.
Don't be angry with us, Billy, she said. We only want the best for you. I'm sure you'll like this school.
Well, it looked nice on the internet site, answered Billy. I can learn to row there. The students row on the River Thames. It's next to the school.
Billy's parents drove him to school. Billy was quiet for most of the journey,until they arrived at the school. He was very impressed by its enormous gardens. The River Thames was on one side of the school, and the scenery was amazing. There was a small forest, a lake, and an old church.
Wow, Billy said enthusiastically. You were right. It is beautiful here.
All the buildings were very old and historic, except one.
That's the sports complex, said his dad. They have got great sports here.
It was a sunny day, and Billy started to have a good feeling about his new school. Then Billy heard voices on the river.
Look, Mum, he said. Those students are rowing in a canoe.I hope I can do that too.
In the secretary's office,
Billy and his parents met the headmaster, Mr. Hopkins. He was a short man, and he was carrying a lot of books and papers under his arm.
"Welcome to our school," he said in a friendly voice. "There are a lot of rules, Billy, but if you follow them, you'll have a good time here."
"Billy knows all about rules," laughed Mrs. Harrison. "His father is a police officer."
"Yes, I know. That's interesting," said the headmaster.
Then he changed the subject.
"Oh, look, here's Mr. Evans. He's one of the maths teachers."
"Nice to meet you," said Mr. Harrison.
"I just heard you're a policeman," said Mr. Evans. "Let's hope we won't have any problems from your son, then."
Billy knew Mr. Evans was joking, but there was something strange about him, and Billy didn't like him. But he couldn't think more about it, because it was time to say goodbye to his parents.